Hello, this is Maronga Vermiskin, the co-president of Christian Club at the Washington Liberty High School in Arlington, Virginia. This is our last official meeting for the school year. We will be back next year, but for this school year, 2023 to 2024, this is our last official meeting and our last official podcast. So we're just really here to, we're not going to take up too much of your time, but we're just here to reflect on our experiences and our memories of this club, our trials and tribulations. And we have a great group for you guys here today to talk about what they liked most this year and what they want to see some improvements on in the next year. So we're going to have a lot of inspiration after this meeting. We have our co-president, Jennifer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Our recurring member, Sophia.
Hello.
Amelie.
What's up, you guys?
And Ethan.
Hello.
And so they're here, including I, to just explain anything that comes to mind about this year. Just really here reflecting and taking in everything that's come about to fruition, and just what we're grateful for and what we want to see happen next year. So anyone can take the floor.
I would like to just take a note of just this podcast. I'm like so happy about this podcast and how many people it's reached, and I just like wondering how many more people will reach next year. And my prayer is that people will hear this and they will know that there's like students, I don't know. Anyway, I can cut that out. It's fine. But just like, you know, it's like, I feel like this is really, you know, it's like raw. It's like just high schoolers talking about their experiences as being Christians and just like having this club in which we can like share our opinions and ask questions about topics that we don't talk about with other people regularly. But
did you guys learn anything new this year?
Yeah, I definitely did. You want to elaborate?
I would say just the importance of having a community. I think that I've really been able to grow this year in my relationship with Christ more than I have been at all, just because of the community that we have built, mm-hmm. and being able to discuss things that I really couldn't normally discuss with my other friends, and how I'm really able to build relationships outside of this club. Like, there are people in here where I'm really close with. Like, we hang out and eat together and talk about God, and we play Uno, and obviously I always win. But I think it's just a really great opportunity to venture out and become more of an extrovert and to connect with more people.
Yeah, definitely agreed. Amelie, do you have anything to say?
Not really.
I mean, it could be like anything. It could be like what you learn in class.
That I hate pre-calc. That's all I learned.
Actually, I
definitely agree. I had my last test today. I'm so happy about ending this year.
You have a final?
No, I don't actually. I don't have any finals. I don't have any finals. I'm free that week. I'm out of here.
Well, that's because we already took our final.
Yeah, that's true. But you know.
And how was that, Jennifer?
I think it was quite fine, guys. I was just praying that I would do okay and that would pass. And you know, God always delivers. And I know that everything will be okay. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't get the grade I want, it's like it won't affect my overall.
The will God has for you.
Yeah, exactly. Because like those things are a little superficial, and like, you know, it's like if I don't get an A in math, it doesn't mean I'm not going to go to heaven. I like to think about it that way.
Imagine if grades actually qualified you to get into heaven.
I would cry.
No, I would not make it.
But I think that also brings up a really great thing that exploring my relationship with Christ has done this year, is that I've become more faithful, or I'm learning to trust in him. Because junior year had me stressing. Okay. Junior year still has me stressing. The final exams.
It humbled you.
It humbled me. And I was fearful. Still a little fearful, guys. But just trusting God, and like he answers even the simplest prayers.
That's true.
And I think that we do need to give God like a lot more credit. Mm-hmm. Because I think that just wallowing in my fears, and I think that goes for everybody, it's just so detrimental to your spiritual health. Because I know like rationally that God will deliver, but I'm still having these fears that, oh wait, what if he doesn't? But then it's like, why would I doubt God's power or like the will that he has for me? Because he only wants me to prosper. So I think that taking the time to really deconstruct those fears is really what's helping me become more faithful in him.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Love that.
One thing that I learned is that before I was all about, oh, I don't care about what others say and stuff like that. But then I think this year I've kind of learned to pick the right words. Like, it's not that I don't care about what others think. It's that I don't mind what people say. So I think this year I've learned how to use the right words. I've also learned how to study better.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Ethan? How was your... actually, you're a freshman. Yeah,
freshman. Yeah, how was that how like...
The school,
It's very different because I didn't go to a public middle school. I went to a private school, and it's a lot more like structured there where it's like you have to like travel in single file lines to class. So it's a very different experience in high school where you have like a lot of free reign to do whatever you want. You can hang out with whoever you want to, and it's like almost as if there are no boundaries between grades in terms of who you want to be friends with. It's a different experience.
Mm-hmm. I can relate because this is the first public school I've ever gone to. And last year was also was like the first full year, and it was also my freshman year. So I get what you mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also get what you mean. I mean, freshman year I was in a private high school, and the environment between that school and here is so different.
Wow, I didn't know we had.
Do you think for like public school, has that managed to like strengthen your relationship in Christ more? Because did you guys go to like religious private schools first of all?
I went to a religious private school.
Okay. For and like, me, what's the relationship between like how you are with God now compared to like private and public school?
I've been to three private schools. And two of them were religious, but one in the middle wasn't. And it was like, it was the school I've been to the longest. And it was like a French school, so like non-religious. And I think like this school has helped me, like, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, it is very different. You have to learn how to pick the right people to hang out with. And it's so many people. Like the private school I'm talking about, there is just like we're such a little grade that we just all know each other.
Oh.
But here I meet new people like very often.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
I feel like something that changed coming from a religious private school is that at a religious private school, it's not that you don't have to like worry, but you don't have to be you don't have to kind of like put in the extra effort to like to be around God. But I want to say that it's better here because you have to kind of like trust in God more to lead you to his people, if that makes any sense.
I like that point. It's like I think my pastor made a comment about this, and he was like, all these Christian students are going into Christian high schools, and it's like, it's kind of defeating the whole purpose a little bit, because yes, you're trying to like stick with people who will like help you grow in your faith, but it's also about like spreading the gospel to like all these other schools that probably don't have like that like way to get there, because like in public schools all we ever get like from like maybe Christianity is like in world religions and in the world history classes, but like other than that we don't like learn about it. But if we have like friends around us that might like know, then like you could ask them, or like I feel like it's a good way to like spread the gospel. Mm-hmm. And it's like you don't want to like keep all the Christians in one fence and then for them not to go out and like help. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like not preparing you for the outside world.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, this is a bit unrelated to the topic, but our sponsor, Mr. Barnes, is unfortunately, very sadly, moving to Dallas, Texas next year. So he won't be available to be our sponsor next year. And this was his final week. He had unfortunately could not make it to the podcast. But I was wondering what impact, I'm sure he'll be very happy to hear this in the podcast.
Getting called out.
But what impact has Mr. Barnes left on you guys, or specifically this club? Like, do you have a little voice in your head that reminds you of Mr. Barnes, like, telling you to, encourage you to stay strong in your faith? And it's like, does his teachings, or, like, when he talks in the podcast, does any of that stick with you outside of this room?
I think it does. I definitely had, like, questions that were, like, pondering on me. And it was a great person to talk to and, like, really understand, like, different topics, like, why are some verses from the old Bible not in the new translations? And it's like, and then I learned about that, and it was like, well, translations now are not being translated from those versions, but from like very, like from the very beginning, like, or close to the beginning anyway, that are being translated now. And that's why, and like some of those like verses were taken, not were taken out, but like, they're still referenced, but it's like I didn't know about that. So
he's so knowledgeable, just like the way he speaks about the Bible and like the history of the Bible, you can hear how much he knows.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would have met him if it weren't for this club, because I've talked to others and they're like, oh, I wouldn't have liked Mr. Barnes, and I'm like, why? And they're like, he just seems so scary, because like, if you look from afar and you don't get to know him and all you know is his name, you'd be like, oh, he appears to be scary. But if you get to know him and you talk, like, just one conversation, you'll immediately know that he's, like, actually really kind and very sweet.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's actually nice to have a teacher be Christian, because all the teachers you ever meet, they're so private about like what their beliefs are, and I get it that can be sometimes for security reasons, but just knowing that like a teacher is okay to saying to others like, hey, I'm Christian, like that's just what I believe in, and it's just nice to have like that safe person, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Speaking about teachers being like private, it almost makes you seem like think that you're not allowed to talk.
Yeah,
but you are.
Like, it's, yeah, it's like
I find that crazy how like when I came here I'm like, oh, I shouldn't talk about religion or anything to like the teachers or something, but you can.
Yeah,
like there's actually no rule against it. Mm-hmm. Just don't disrupt class.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, as long as like they're not like preaching in class, they'll be fine, because I mean some teachers have gotten like backlash because of that. Because I don't know, have you guys seen that story of God's Not Dead 2 or something?
I know the movie exists, but I
never yeah, yeah, it was like about this teacher, and she was like, she started talking about the Bible in class like a little more extended than she should have, or that she could have, and it got her like fired or something.
Maybe that could also be like another reason why maybe not necessarily scared, but they're like
cautious.
Yeah, cautious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one way that teachers do like talk about it is by like being an art teacher or like history teacher and teaching about the art of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they used to like draw like the giant letters and then the people in the Bible.
Although you can also see some like references to the Bible that like teachers make, like Mr. has made some references to the Bible.
Oh yeah, and he has like a whole prayer
like
frame on his desk.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
And I think the biggest giveaway for me was my class is particularly chatty. We won't say his name because, like, for security reasons. But we both, Jennifer and I both have this teacher. And in my period, we have different periods, but in my period, this class is especially chatty. And he doesn't yell, he doesn't threaten, he doesn't do anything to, like, anything like that. That seems aggressive to make them stop. He'll just sit there and wait, and he'll watch until people start to notice that he's waiting for them to stop talking. And I asked him, like, why are you so calm about this? And he says, I try to be patient with everything I do.
Aww.
I'm like, oh, this is a dead giveaway.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah.
But I thought that was a really wonderful moment.
That's nice.
And cutting short a bit on time here, but I was just wondering what you guys, to really get into what we can improve on for next year, what are some things that you did like that you want to see again from what happened this year? And what are some things that you didn't like or you wish did happen that you want to see happen next year?
I want to say that I wish we had more activities to do because I haven't been to the meetings in a long time. But from what I remember, it's kind of like the same, and, you know, we should do something to, like, switch it up, make it a little bit more fun, more engaging, you know.
Oh, you mean for the club?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought we meant school.
Oh no.
For the club specifically. Okay. So
I would agree that
next year
school could use some engagement.
I think nap times, like, should be really helpful.
We're still talking about the club, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's be
clear.
I would agree with Amelie with I would agree with Amelie about, I think this club could use a little bit more beyond just talking, I guess. Like I feel like games, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we did start
games at the beginning.
Jennifer, like, I really wish we could have brought games for tonight.
Like Uno?
I was thinking, I forgot, I'm so sorry. I was like, do you guys have any games we want to play?
I'm so sorry.
I can bring them, like, next year, but I have, like, a bunch of games at home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we could do, like, Christian trivia. Like, Bible trivia.
Oh, there's a Christian apple to... Christian apples to apples.
Ooh, oh, yeah, I played that one, actually. Yeah.
We could bring, like, small prizes or, like, small treats and candies and, like, little incentives for the Bible trivias, like pop quizes or... Not pop quizzes. Oh, not like that. Mm. But, like, Bible trivia.
We don't need any more grades.
Yeah. Definitely at least... What I really wanted to do was one field trip
a
year.
Yeah. We never went to the Bible Museum.
I think we should have used the money to go there.
Yeah. I mean,
that could have done it.
Next year.
Guys, also, we could, if you guys would be down to go to that, what was it called? Green Bridge or something like that. It's like a youth retreat, but...
Oh, is it the one for Young Life?
Well, Rally? It's the other one. It's another one from my church.
Oh, from your church?
I'm sorry. It's actually really fun. I would love for you guys to go, and we could raise money to go, and I would be happy.
Oh, yeah, fundraising is a big thing. So
yeah.
We want to donate to charities.
Yeah, we want to donate to charities. Oh, and also, guys, I want to let you know, from the money we got from the bake sale for Sierra Leone, we got... some hats for the girls who were in the school in the little backstory. Sierra Leone is like it's like an orphanage but like not really. It's like a house, and they're taking in like kids who were just left to their own in the streets, and they're giving them food, shelter, education, and they're helping them get to college. And actually the founder is in my church, and I got to like give her the money, and she was like so happy, and she was like, and she bought hats for them, and when they saw the hats they were delighted, they were so happy. And I just thought, you know, there's so much more we can do, like, it to truly bring like happiness to other people that are like around the globe. It's Sierra Leone, it's in Africa, but yeah.
And the fact that this podcast has international impact as well, like what we talked about last class, I can't believe there are people from Germany and Belgium, right?
Yeah, it was Belgium.
People who are downloading our podcasts and listening to them.
Yeah.
Even in like the full 30-40 minute segments. We really appreciate
They're intriguing, guys. I've heard. Mm-hmm. I've listened.
She's edited.
I've edited.
Yeah, I was going to say, of course you know. I've
listened to it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. All right, guys. We are in our last minute. Any closing remarks for the last podcast of the year?
Can't wait for next year.
Can't wait for this.
Can't wait for next year. So many plans.
We're gonna do so much stuff next year. You guys can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Allegedly.
I was waiting for someone to make a joke the last minute.
You brought it home. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Do we want to do a closing prayer?
All right, as the host. I haven't done a closing prayer in a while. And that first one was rocky, guys. So.
You got this.
All right. If anyone can close their eyes and bow their heads. God, we thank you for this beautiful podcast. we just thank you so much for this club and what we were able to build financially, with the community and everything. Thank you for allowing us to grow a community where we can grow in Christ. Thank you for allowing us to grow in our knowledge, in our understanding, in our faith for you. Thank you for allowing us to have fun and enjoy ourselves and be able to have the opportunity to continue this next year and to have something that'll really have a good, strong impact. So thank you, Father. And we just can't wait for next year to see what that holds for us. And we can't wait to see the blessings that are yet in store. So amen.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye.